Netflix.
Thursday edition of What's on Your Mind. The good news, we want to know. And you can answer by picking up the telephone and letting us know. A good chunk of this hour reserved for your questions, comments. Sound it off on the soapbox today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or email studio at clearchannel.com. The bad news, if you bought a lotto ticket, unless you were in Anoka County, Minnesota, or in one of two locations in New Jersey, you didn't win your share of the $400 million plus lotto. Third biggest jackpot split three ways. We have a winner, but the winner is not from anywhere in our immediate listening area here. You're way over there in the Twin Cities, so... sorry to be the bearer of bad news on that front. Yeah, I know. Such a sad deal. Today on the program, we call What's on Your Mind. As I mentioned, a good chunk of this first hour, we're going to be taking your calls. A lot of calls yesterday on Obamacare, so I have an Obamacare question that Steve and I have been tossing about here a little bit. Mainly what exactly you have in the way of instructions for your members of Congress to do. And there's a lot of, we're in recess. We talked about that. These members of Congress are back hearing from their constituents. So Senators Hovind and Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer in North Dakota, Senators Thune, Johnson, and Congresswoman Noem in South Dakota, same with the Montana and Minnesota delegation. They're all back listening, okay? They're listening. And what Cruz and Marco Rubio, Senator Mike Lee of Utah, are championing is to build support over this recess for a strategy that says we are shutting government down in protest of Obamacare. Now, there's some dispute of whether shutting down government would actually defund Obamacare, but it certainly would cause a ruckus. And if, again, they can sustain it, which is not easy. Not at all when you talk about majority in the Senate. And there's no easy strategy here, but a lot of our listeners, again, yesterday, very upset about what we're learning in the way of details on Obamacare and want fight from Republicans. And quite honestly, The battle politically now is with Republicans, Republican on Republican. Bit of a head scratcher for me there because of that particular situation. Anyway, Steve and I are going to tackle that one here a little bit today. And then guests on the program will include Sanford Health's Children's Miracle Network Program Director. It's Dairy Queen's Miracle Treat Day today, 8th annual event. We're going to talk with the Executive Director of the Teddy Roosevelt Expressway Association. There's some folks that are not happy with the progress of the widening of Highway 85. They want it done quicker. Is that possible? Can that be done? Are you in that camp? Or do we just have to say, look, things take time. The funding's there. The work's being done. It's going to come. And then we got a call yesterday from NDSU and their Department of Animal Sciences and veterinarian at NDSU that said, you know, that guy you had on this week from the Animal Sanctuary, that talked about, you know, we don't eat dogs, so why do we eat pigs and why do we eat chickens and, you know, because they're smart. Remember that guy? A lot of you in our audience challenged him on the program. They wanted a chance to respond to him as well, and we said, have at it. So they'll be here today to specifically refute some of the nonsense that was there. My words, nonsense. Steve Bakken, happy Thursday to you. How are you?
Happy Thursday. A little technical difficulties on a Thursday morning, but we're here.
Steve?
Yes?
We're having a little trouble with Steve's mic.
Now you can't hear
him. I can see him, but I can't hear him. I want to be able to hear him.
Hello.
All right. We thought we had Steve, didn't we? I can't hear him.
I don't know what's going on this morning.
Unless my my ears have tuned out, Mr. Bach, and I don't get a certain pitch or frequency, I can't hear him.
Hey,
anyway, in the meantime, here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Your comments, questions, welcome on those topics or any others today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Let's start with Obamacare, because a lot of you called yesterday about this to Congressman Kevin Cramer. And, you know, Congressman Cramer was on to talk about Farm Bill and the IRS being reined in, veterans thing, a lot of different things that he did. You, his constituents, wanted to express your outrage of Obamacare. And let me read the headline of the story here. Tea Party's Obamacare threat could harm GOP election chances. Republicans are warning. We have an intra-party battle right now among Republicans on the best way to tackle the problem of Obamacare. And let me be clear. It is very obvious from folks, and by the way, poll numbers bear this out. Obamacare has been unpopular from day one in North Dakota. A majority of folks do not want it. I get that. I agree with you. It's bad news. Okay? Now, what Congressman Kevin Cramer said previously is, look, I hate it. I don't like it. I want to do everything in our power to get rid of it. How do we do that? Republican Senate in 2014, that's a year from November. Different president. Because defunding it, in other words, if we say, okay, we're going to shut down the government, won't actually stop Obamacare. It'll cause a big battle. And the Republicans point to what happened in 1995 and 96, where politically they lost from that battle. Here's the exact stats on this. We've disputed this before, but the exact stats on this. In the midterm election immediately following the shutdown, after that battle, Republicans went from what looked like a 22-seat pickup to a 9-seat loss. Nevertheless, folks like Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Mike Lee have embarked on a drive. Online petition now has racked up more of a 250,000 signers to promote their shutdown showdown this month. Whose side are you on? What should happen here? Here's where I'm confused and need a little help. If Republicans are going to lose politically from this, it means that conservatives, Republicans, people that don't like Obamacare are going to take their ire out politically on the party that's been fighting Obamacare rather than the party that authored Obamacare. Isn't that nuts? In other words, the very people that have been doing everything in their power to stop this, that are exposing this craziness, are the ones that are going to be harmed in the election chances because of here's my take on this. It's a circular firing squad. It's not smart. Let your voice be heard. Shout from the mountaintop. Do what you did yesterday, calling your member of Congress and saying, here's my take on it. I don't like it. Fix it. So they get the message. Use the recess to go where they're at. Let them know. But in the end, politically, to take it out on the very party that's been fighting it all along, seems a little crazy. Am I crazy? Many of you already weighing in on this on our Facebook page. Steve, what's your take on this?
Yeah, now I think it's just a case of wanting to fight. And people are sick and tired of being pushed around by an administration that doesn't listen to what they have to say. And this might be a good one. It's time for the fight.
And if the fight causes a backlash politically against Republicans, so be it.
If you're fighting for what the American people want, are you going to have a backlash? Are the American people smart enough to realize who's fighting for what they want? I think so. Or do you think that the Republican Party is opening themselves up for the spin doctors in Washington to point fingers for an election that's looming in a couple of years?
Tom Coburn, solid conservative from Oklahoma, is opposed to this idea of a government shutdown. He says what's dangerous in it is you create the expectation that you can do something that's absolutely not achievable. It may be achievable for 2 or 3 weeks, but if your ultimate goal is to defund Obamacare and you have a president and a Senate controlled by Democrats and a thin majority in the House, the strategy doesn't work. If you pump the base up and say, here's something we can do, when in fact you can't, but they believe you could have done it, and then you don't do it, it keeps a lot of people at home because they say, gosh, Republicans wouldn't stand up again. That's another reason he's saying, bad idea. Barry in Williston wants to weigh in on this to tell us what they should do. Boomtown USA, I believe, Steve, is what they call Williston these days.
We're getting there.
Cool discussion from yesterday. Barry, you're first to go when we come back from the break. We want to know what's on your mind. This or any other topic, welcome at 800-228-0550. Let's go on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
My feelings on it is the congressmen and everybody else in the Republican Party need to get out and educate their constituents on a plan. And that plan should be in 2014. We take the Senate and we clean all this mess up. We make this president start answering to all his fouls, and we get rid of Obamacare. Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. All right, let's get back to the phones here. And the telephone number is 800-228-0550. Barry in Williston. Go ahead, Barry.
I think what they should do is push, make them put everything that it says in law into effect with no, you know, like the president trying to delay these things so that people really can see what it is. I mean, maybe, like Steve said, maybe people finally get smart enough to figure out what's going on, but, and I wouldn't really worry about some of the voters whether they care or not, because it's just, you know, it's not going to work, and the longer we delay it, we go by another election and it hasn't been put into effect, well, guess what? You can't prove anything.
Barry, do you think it's the people are finally figuring out that what has been going on with the media and the spin that takes place within the media and pushing an agenda that really we don't want, we don't need? I'm not going to say that there's not some facets in Obamacare that aren't good. I think there are. But it's not the answer, and it's not the solution, and it's getting shoved down our throats, and it could wreck the economy and wreck the country.
You know, it's not even just Obamacare. It's everything that that guy does. It's, you know, from immigration to whatever. I've never seen a media, it doesn't matter, there's one or two, you know, they're very conservative groups, but as a group, it doesn't matter what this guy tells you. And like I said, I was going to ask Senator Holden next time I see him, is how is it that we have laws on the books and nobody enforces them? I mean, they all take the hold the Constitution, yet they violate it all the time.
Share your frustration, Barry. Appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. We're going to go to Steve traveling along I-94 for his take. What's on your mind, Steve?
Morning, guys. I don't think they can shut the government down. That's a battle they will absolutely lose. I would agree with the couple guys before me where you just got to educate the public on what an unmitigated disaster this thing is. And, you know, let them know who put it in place and why. And the only way to fix it is to get rid of the Democrats. It can't work. With the biased media, I mean, how do you guys make a living? You have a talk show and you put ads on for what, you know, 15 minutes an hour or less, and people buy stuff that's being advertised. Well, and every other station on the planet, the content of the show is one gigantic ad for Obamacare and the Democratic Party because of the complete bias of the media. You can't win this battle. To answer Steve's question, no. The American people up against a biased media are not smart enough to figure out why the Republicans would be shutting down the government and they would harshly penalize them in 2014.
You know, what's interesting is the sentiment we're getting from you, Steve, and so far, in a snippet here, is that opposite of what we've heard from the majority of listeners so far, and that is they want fight despite the consequences, sort of damn the torpedoes. Ted Cruz is right, Rubio is right, and I see it leading to a circular firing squad because, you know, the Senate is the whole ballgame. Republicans get the Senate back in 2014, and then everything that frustrates conservatives is in a whole new position of being able to defang the Obama administration. But a food fight is going to make that much more difficult. Inter-party battle make that much more difficult.
Scott, one more thing. Do you know Dick Morris? Could you get him on the show?
You know, he's fallen out of, yes, I know Dick Morris, but he's fallen out of favor a little bit since his predictions were so horribly wrong in the last election. You haven't heard much from Dick lately.
But here's the thing. He orchestrated that shutdown as an advisor to Bill Clinton, you know, in 95, 96, and it was an absolute political home run. He would have some insight on why he thought that would work and, you know, whether or not he thinks the results would be any different in 2013. But I think the media bias is even greater that right now than it was in 95, 96, and you just can't affect. When Brian Williams gets on NBC News and says the Republicans are evil because they shut down the government, I got news for you. There's a huge percentage of people between 55 and 80 that believe him, and that is really hard to combat.
John, thanks for the phone call. Let's go, or Steve, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to John in Minot. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was just listening to Steve there. If I got him right, then we could just all give up right now because we can't fight the media. We can't we can't do this because the media is going to say Republicans are evil, and we can't do that. And that's the problem with the Republican Party, or that's the problem I see with the Republican Party. Steve said earlier that the people of this country are getting tired of the administration pushing them around. We're getting tired of more than the administration. We're getting tired of a Democrat Party that's gone strictly socialist and a Republican Party, at least the establishment, that doesn't seem to want to fight them on anything. What we hear from the Karl Roves and the establishment Republicans are, hey, we got to get this. We got to go along with this issue. We got to get it off the table. This is bad for Republicans. This isn't a hill we want to die on. I don't know if it's a good idea to fight this thing and try and defund it or not. What I do know is I don't believe the establishment Republicans who are saying that it's a bad idea. But I can tell you this, the Republican Party will probably lose because they've always been real good at snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory.
John, you said it well. Appreciate your call. Thank you. I love the very viewpoints on this, and it's not an easy one. People clearly want to fight. The question is, you know, can you win the fight ultimately? Dan, traveling I-29. We got him at 29. We got him on 94 today, Steve. Listening to What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dan. Where are you at?
I'm approaching Gardner right now. But my thoughts are everybody that wants to give up seems to be focusing on the losses in 1996 after the shutdown in 95. That's the year that Bill Clinton ran on the reforms of the Republican Congress. And he was a very popular president. We only lost 9 seats. When we gained a whole bunch during the midterms, we gained 2 Senate seats during those same 96 elections. They forget that, and it was during a presidential election. This is a midterm. The problem is if you don't defund it, then the people, when you come to run for president in 2016 and your platform is getting rid of Obamacare, people have all had some of the Obamacare, and they don't want to get rid of it then when they've been given something already. We defend it now. You fight. You don't push off a fight for 2 years. If something's important, it's important to fight right now.
Government shutdown is what you want, Dan.
It only was 2 weeks in 95. You got to take a stand someplace. And we're not shutting down the government. We're defunding Obamacare.
Dan, we're up against the break. Thanks for the phone call. We'll come back more of your calls after this on What's in Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Frack Water Recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312, or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On Hogwarts, just a brick in the wall. On and on it was, just bricks in the wall.
All right, here's the question on what's on your mind today. Do you want more fight out of the Republicans, even if that fight means a political consequence in 2014? Should Republicans, there's a battle among some Republicans, Tea Party Republicans, that want a government shutdown. Now, mind you, Tom Coburn and others have said, look, if we defund the government, Obamacare still goes on. It doesn't defund Obamacare. What it would do is certainly highlight a fight. Do you want the fight despite a political consequence? A lot of our Facebook listeners weighing in with some of those have called so far this morning. We're probably about split 50-50 right now. On this particular issue, Steve says Republicans will pay dearly for a government shutdown. Do you agree? What should happen? Matt and Bismarck, you're in action at 800-228-0550 on what's on your mind. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, I think we should have a government shutdown. And I think it should start right at the top of Congress. You know, you get all this talk about the Republicans doing this and the Democrats, you know, doing another thing. But the truth is that aside from a select few that we have in Congress that actually uphold their oath to represent the people, what we actually have in this country is Democrats and Republicans. It's two sides of the same coin. It really is, you know. They get up there and they put on a dog and pony show, but in the end, as other callers have said, we got Republicans. They don't fight against anything. They say, "Oh, we have to do this. We have to give in to the Democrats," you know. And the bottom line is those 535 people that sit in D.C. are our representatives. They represent us. And when you have a situation like what occurred last week, where them and their staffers say, whoa, this Obamacare is too expensive. We got to get out of it. We can't afford this. Then they're not representing us. They're pushing their agenda. And meanwhile, they're turning their back on the American people, and they're instituting law that a vast majority of the American people have already came out and voiced that they don't want. And at that point, when the American people have said, hey, we don't want this, then those representatives, they have a sacred oath to represent the constituents that put them in office. And when their constituents speak up and they say, we don't want this, they have a duty per their job as representing the citizenry of this country to say, look, the people that elected us and sent us up here to do their will don't want this. We need to not pass this law. When they decide to pass it anyway, we have delved at that point into tyranny.
Matt, let me ask you a question.
We are having laws enacted upon the American people that the American people don't want. Jefferson summed it up pretty well. He said that history has shown that even under the best forms of government, those entrusted with power have slowly and by perverse means transformed it into tyranny. And that's where we're headed. And it's not just Obamacare. It's the Second Amendment. You know, the Second Amendment says shall not be infringed. The definition of infringement is to limit, restrict, reduce, or remove. And whenever they trample the Second Amendment under all these agendas that they use to do it, they're going against not only the American people, but they're going against their oath of office to uphold the Constitution.
Matt, let me ask you a quick question here real quick. Are we asking the wrong question? If I get you right here, we're not being represented by the representatives we're sending to Washington. Does that mean
exactly.
It's time for term limits?
Our career
politicians running the asylum.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Is it time for term limits? Is that the question?
And it's not just that they're career politicians. It's they don't see themselves as representatives. They don't see themselves as a branch or an extension of the American people. They see themselves as better than the American people, above the American people. And the fact that they are trying to get out of having to subscribe to Obamacare, I mean, that's proof that they see themselves as a higher echelon of people than those that have sent them there to represent us. And there's no reason whatsoever why 300 plus million American citizens should have to be under the absolute control of 535 people sitting in D.C. that are totally out of touch with reality and that are out of touch with what the average American citizen that's out there working for $40,000 a year trying to raise a family has to go through in their day-to-day life. You know, when you get people like Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and Charlie Rangel and all these people that they get their private jets and all this, you know, they have no clue what it's like for the average American person. They absolutely do not. And I'm totally for term limits. 100%. I mean, we have term limits for the president. And, you know, you got this saying that you hear all the time that the president's the most powerful man in the world or in the country. He's not. Congress has all the power in our government. Actually, all the power. Madison wrote in Federalist Paper number 47 that the people are the fountain from which all power in government is derived.
And you know what, Matt? We the people, especially from the northern plains, can fix a lot if we see more of the passion we've seen today from you and others who've done a fabulous job of making their case on both sides of this as far as the shutdown is concerned. But what I really love, what gets my juices flowing, is that passion. Wherever you're at, the wisdom, the knowledge, the take of the northern plains and that passion for the plains is really fun to hear. Appreciate the call. One thing before we go to the next call I want to raise. Matt brought up a point about Congress exempting himself here on Obamacare. This is really outrageous. This is from Reuters today. Congress has won some partial relief for lawmakers and their staffs from the Obamacare health reforms it passed and subjected itself to 3 years ago. The decision by the Office of Personnel Management, with Obama's blessing, by the way, he did a bunch of lobbying behind the scenes on this, will prevent the largely unintended loss of health care benefits for 535 members of the Senate and House of Representatives and thousands of Capitol Hill staff. They're exempting themselves from the bills they're foisting on everybody else. You can't make this up. Question we started with is whether you want more fight and, despite the political consequence, a government shutdown over Obamacare, or whether you see that's being politically silly. But obviously this is going in a few different directions, including term limits, and that's why we ask what's on your mind. So tell us, Stan Minot, you're next at 800-228-0550. Go.
Well, why do we have this continuous resolution that has to be signed? It's because no budget has been passed.
Another failure of Congress.
I don't hear anyone talking about that.
Another failure of Congress, right?
Yes. Primarily the Senate. I definitely vote for shutdown. And
just
I don't
shut
think
it down.
It'll hurt the. I think it'll bring the Republican Party together. Right now, I'm very much a conservative. And I'm furious with the Rhino Republicans.
Stan, I think the bigger endgame is not bringing the Republican Party together, but bringing everybody together. Everybody needs to be together.
Rhino Republicans straighten away, they'll never get my vote.
Stan, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Bill on I-94. What's on your mind? Where are you at today?
I'm out on interstate like many of your listeners today. You know, when I listen to the calls and I love your show, I've stood by you at the Tea Party rallies in the past, and I, you know what, Thomas Jefferson said that the Tree of Liberty must be fertilized with the blood of patriots from time to time. I think there's a revolution looming. I'm a person without a party anymore. I'm a conservative, and I will not throw my vote away to Republicans anymore. I have for many, many years, and even voted the lesser evil by going with who they put up for us. Not anymore. I'm done with it. They don't stand for me. I don't have a party. What do you say?
What's the alternative at this point? In other words, in this case, if we're talking Obamacare, is sitting it out help, for instance, a Republican take over the Senate in 2014 that might actually be able to defang Obamacare? I mean, I hear you. I hear your frustration, but what's the alternative right now? What do you do?
To stand up, to rally, I don't know, storm Washington, let them know we're not going to stand for it anymore, and we want a conservative party representing us, not moderates out there. And the term limits, what a pipe dream. Everyone knows it's the fix. We all know it's the fix. Everyone knows it's a fix. But they're not going to vote themselves out of their golden umbrellas and their $1 million donations. That's insane. It'll never happen.
Bill says he's done with both of them. What do you say? Let us know. Jim Fargo, you're next at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott and Steve, Jim Casper here.
Hey, Jim.
Say, I've been listening to your discussion and your observations, and I'm a little bit disconcerted because you're talking about the Republicans shutting the government down with the Cruz movement. That's not true. Have you listened to what Senator Cruz says his plan is for the continuing resolution? It is to fund the government entirely in the House bill, put an amendment on that House bill that restricts funding Obamacare, and pass it over to the Senate. Now the Senate has it, and they have a choice. Are they going to pass the bill to fund the government, which shuts down some of the funding for Obamacare, the amount that you can, or are they going to kill the bill, which then the Democrats have shut down the government? So you're getting the wrong story out there, you guys. That's the idea that the Republicans are going to shut down the government is absolutely wrong. We're going to fund government with that bill. The Senate Democrats have the choice to shut it down or not shut it down.
Yeah, I mean, who gets the blame? I hear what you're saying. Technically, you're right about the procedure to do it, but obviously the threat is ultimate funding. I mean, this is what they're arguing is that if Republicans are united on this, you force Obama and the Senate to accept the government funding measure that essentially ends, you know, Obamacare. You bring them to the brink on the funding side of it.
So, that's right. And then if the government shuts down, it's not the Republicans who shut it down, guys. It's the Democrat Senate who shuts it down. We need to get the story straight. The problem with so many political discussions like what you have in your program and other programs around the country is you don't get the facts straight. And so now you're speaking
about you think
Republicans are going to shut the government down. That's not
the
plan.
Again, yeah, Republicans are pushing the question, but who do you think's going to get blamed?
It doesn't matter who gets blamed. It's who does the right thing. A lot of your callers I totally agree with. Look at what the Constitution says. Look at the moral values and the right thing to do based upon your position in office. And me as a legislator, the congressional representative out in Washington, we swear an oath to the Constitution. These
Jim, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. And up against the breaker, we'd chat some more. I'll tell you about the Sanford Health Miracle Network DQ deal today. Coming up next.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. FlagFamily.com. Click the longevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, longevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from powerplucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at powerplucker.com and receive free shipping. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. A couple calls we want to get in before we get to our guest, Hillary Mork, with the Miracle Day. Of course, Dairy Queen pitching in to help, and we're going to talk about that coming up and how you can help the Children's Hospital with Sanford. Hillary Mork coming up in just a few minutes. Let's get back to the phone calls real quickly. Gary, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Might lose it here in the hills heading west on I-94, one of the other nice travelers out here. Anyway, I personally think everything's going sort of in the wrong direction. We're talking about shutting down the government and all this other stuff, and Republicans, Democrats. Hey, can you suspend Congress's pay? They're not doing their job, sort of tailing with what Matt had said earlier, and thanks for the civic lesson there as well. But suspend their pay. You got no more benefits. Your pay is suspended until you start performing. Your performance record is terrible. Any other person in any other job, both of you sitting there, me driving in my car, hey, I don't do my job. I don't get paid.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a lot of common sense along I-94 today, Gary. Unfortunately, you have a Democratic president who would never sign what you're talking about, but I love the sentiment. Let's go to Bob and Dickinson quickly. We're going to give each of you about 30 seconds here for your take, and then we need to talk about DQ blizzards today. Go ahead.
Yeah, when President Obama was elected to the office, he swore
oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and he's not doing that by picking and choosing what laws he can enforce and what laws he doesn't enforce. When they sued the state of Arizona for enforcing their immigration law, they were wrong because it's the exact immigration law that the federal government has.
Thanks for the phone call. Let's move on quickly. About 30 seconds. Larry, what's on your mind?
Yes, I support the Cruz Amendment. We should stand on principle. If we want to win the 2014, we need those people who are motivated and active, which is the Tea Party, not trying to attract the moderates or the backbenchers in the Republican Party that aren't going to get out and do the fighting. So we got to look at the core that's doing the fighting, and they're right. We got to stand on principle, even if it means shutting the government down.
Because we need
an energetic group to fight for 2014.
Larry in Fargo, thank you. We heard from the Northern Plains loud and clear today. Appreciate all the passion out there. We are going to be joined now for a moment here to tell you a little bit about a fun thing today. I don't know what's not fun about going to Dairy Queen and enjoying, a blizzard. The 8th Annual Dairy Queen Miracle Treat Day is happening today, and Hillary Mork from Sanford Health Children's Miracle Network is here. Hillary, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
So tell us what you want folks to do today by going to Dairy Queen and how those funds will help.
Sure. Well, today is the 8th Annual Miracle Treat Day at participating Dairy Queens, and they are donating $1 or more of Blizzard proceeds to the Children's Miracle Network. And so I'm encouraging everyone to go out and buy a Blizzard today for the kids. We have about 48 locations across the state of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota that are participating. So to find a participating Dairy Queen, go on to MiracleTreatDay.com, or you can go on to the Facebook page of Children's Miracle Network Fargo, and we have a link to all the participating locations that are benefiting North Dakota's designated Children's Miracle Network Hospital, which is Sanford Children's.
Hillary, Steve, and it's been a while, so nice talking to you again, but this money comes back to the community. It stays in the community. This goes to Sanford to help the kids. What are some of the projects that this money is going to go towards?
This year, we are dedicating a good portion of the contributions to our Sanford Children's Pediatric Trauma Services and Education. Sanford Children's in Fargo has made a commitment to become the only Level 2 Pediatric Trauma Center for the state and for our region. And there's lots of training and special education equipment that is needed in order to become this Level 2 Trauma Center. So that's what we are using our Miracle Treat Day dollars for this year.
So that sounds like reason enough to go have a blizzard today. I mean, any day is a good day for a blizzard, but boy, when you're doing that extra work, and I just looked at the list here, Beulah, Bismarck, Botno, Candu, Devil's Lake, Amarillo, Fargo, bunch of locations, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Lakota, Langdon, Mandan, Minot, bunch of locations, Park River, Rugby, Valley City, Wahpeton, West Fargo, Williston, so the good chunk of ones, same thing in Minnesota, in our neck of the woods, Battle Lake, Breckenridge, Detroit Lakes, Dilworth, East Grand Forks, Fergus, Faustin, Hawley, Mentor, Moorhead, the two locations, Pelican Rapids, Perham, Roseville, Thief River, World, Worthington, South Dakota, Brandon, Brookings, Del Rapids, DeSmet, I got Madison, I got Miller, I got Mitchell, I got Redfield, I got Sisseton, I got a bunch of Sioux Falls locations, Watertown as well, so a number of locations, and some, as I understand this, like for instance, where Dolly Dakota's hanging out today over in Mandan, they double the buck. They match the buck, right?
Yeah, there's just depending on the Dairy Queen, it's either $1, $2, or proceeds of the Blizzard sales. So last year, for Sanford Children's Fargo, over $61,000 was raised just in one day from Blizzards. So that's a lot of Blizzards that are being made today for the kids.
Hillary, I know how important, we've had this discussion before, how important it is to have a children's center here to keep families, at least in the region. You don't have to travel when you're under duress with a child that is ill or sick or injured. What is the coverage area with Sanford growing the way that it is? How big of an area do you cover for the children's hospital?
Well, we do see children from all over the state of North Dakota as well as northwestern Minnesota and a small portion of South Dakota. So we do serve, you know, the entire state, and a lot of it is for the specialty care that we do offer for our kids. Like I said, it's a large territory that and a large variety of different things that the kids come to the hospital to be treated
Hillary.
For.
Hillary, best of luck today, and everybody go out and buy a Blizzard. Thanks for coming on. More of What's on Your Mind after the break on 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
With our recent rains, some root rot damage is surfacing in our soybean fields. Symptoms often begin as yellow or unhealthy-looking plants. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field, which often corresponds to low areas where water may have pooled. There are multiple pathogens that cause root rots, and more than one pathogen may be active simultaneously. Although root rots are unmanageable this year, there are management tools available for future growing seasons. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment may be a good investment. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bone Suckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Presented by UD's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.